Hey everyone, this is Scott, and my co-host is Joshua Marsh, and we want to say thank you for taking time out of your day to spend it here with us. Our goal is to provide you with insight about our lives, how we navigate it, and how our faith is that compass. We want to encourage you to pray more often, more consistently, and in all things. Talking with God is about just that, the conversation that you have with our Heavenly Father. Prayer is not complicated. We make it complicated. There's no special sauce to getting prayer right. So let's shed that stigma that talking with God is complicated. God, our Father, is there to listen to us in all seasons. Whether you are in a happy mood, or maybe you are facing some struggles and are angry at the world, or even God Himself, He is still there. So join us each week on Thursdays as we talk about our lives and how that relates to talking with God. Thanks for joining me here again on Talking with God. I just want to say how grateful I am that you're taking time out of your day to spend it with me. In the last episode, we did an introduction to this series called Faithful Father. I just discussed a small piece of where we were headed, and this is really where we start getting into the meat of this. And I do believe that God has given man a defining set of characteristics that a father should not only be aware of, but strive to be. A father who teaches is the most defining role we play in our children's lives. It gives us a chance to really put our love for Christ into practice, and we get to teach the next generation how to do that. As a father, you need to be an educator, and that education comes in many forms. It could be the first words that you're teaching your toddler. It could be teaching your primary school student math or trying to understand the form of math that they are using. And hopefully, when your child becomes older, as in when they are an adult, you get to help steward them through other things in life, whether it be a financial issue or a marital issue. We get to do those things. It's a blessing. It's not a curse. And the best way to do that is by teaching truth to our children. And that truth, it starts with the greatest commandment. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and 5, God has given Israel their greatest commandment. It was to love God with all of your heart and soul and might. It's a command to place God first, above all things. It's also a reminder to Israel that the nation is often turned from that behavior of worship and putting God first and simply done its own thing. It's how they ended up in Egypt. It's how Jerusalem was pillaged and conquered for centuries. It's why the kingdom of Israel was split apart. Whether it's because men forgot to teach the truth of God or they just simply didn't care, every time it happened, Israel was justly punished. They were God's chosen people. But that commandment is more than just a reminder, it's a way of life. Two verses define how we should live as Christians, and those verses, and I found this beautiful, it's called the Shema by Jewish practitioners. And so the word Shema means hear in Hebrew, and that makes complete sense, because when we fail to abide by God's greatest commandment, we can no longer hear Him. And so the way that the Jews practice this is in the morning and in the evening, they use three scriptural texts. It's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 through 21, and Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 through 41. And together, they appropriate a prayer, and it forms an integral part of the Jewish's morning and evening. It's their ritual. And whether you agree with Judaism or not, I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is finding the beauty in starting and ending your day with God. And it's true, if you want an immediate boost to how you see the world, intentionally take and get up 5 or 10 minutes early in the morning and just soak in His presence. You don't have to talk. You just have to focus. Go somewhere quiet, close your eyes, and just focus on God and who He is and the amazing things that He's done. You're going to see an immediate benefit from that. How you approach things that day, how you talk and treat to people that day, it's going to be different, and you're going to feel it. It's a time for you to say, I'm here, Lord. I want to hear You. I want to know Your heart. I want that to set
the tone for how I approach my day. I think it's really important to be transparent on this podcast. I'm just as broken as everyone else. And so I wanted to highlight one of my own recent hearing issues so that I can give you an idea of what I mean. I don't ever want someone to come across this podcast and think, well, that guy's on a white horse. He's riding high on the pig. Because I'm not. But this podcast allows me to share my struggles, hoping that others like me learn and grow just as I do. I have a boy and a girl. The girl is older. And just like any other brother and sister, they find out that, you know, they want to be as caustic as possible some days. And it's a weary battle. It stresses me and my wife out. And sometimes to the point where I just want to lay waste to all of their hopes of ever getting into a swimming pool again or playing on the Nintendo Switch or watching television. I just want to give them an empty room with a bed, you know. You have to be careful how you approach those things. There have been times where I've told them unkindly to be quiet and jump to conclusions on who should be reprimanded for some behavior or another. It's not the right way to approach things. But in every one of those instances, I chose to ignore how patient God is with us and emulate that with my children. That is what teaching about God is all about. Unwrapping His nature and showing your children why they should try to live like Jesus lived. The truth is that God is benevolent. Even when we don't deserve it, we never deserved it. Never, never once did we deserve His benevolence. That doesn't mean that you allow your children to run roughshod over you and become a doormat. It means teaching them better behavior through other activities that do not always result in harsh words or spankings or any kind of punishment. It means putting God first in your actions and letting them know that what they are doing or have done is not honoring your wishes for them, and by proxy, their disobedience is displeasing to God. Now let's be honest, life is not idyllic, but close your eyes for a moment and just get this beautiful image in your head of a dad sitting in an oversized chair, maybe it's comfortable leather, whatever it may be. He's got a Bible and he's got his children around him and he's reading the Bible to them. What that represents matters so much. You have a father who is taking time out of his day. He's spending it meaningfully with his children and teaching them about God. He is teaching truth to his children. And it's really important to understand that he is doing that and not the church. The church is fantastic. It's a great way for your kids to learn about God, but it should not just be at the church. It should be at the home. The church should not be the only source. And if they are, we fail as parents. The world provides us a wonderful amount of distraction. And we intentionally dive into it every day. Most of that attention is a diversion of things that we ought to be doing. No child comes out of the womb wishing that they had an absentee father. They grow up believing that behavior is normal because that is their experience. Absenteeism is not restricted to a father who leaves. In fact, I would say that a father who stays but shows little interest in the rearing of his children causes more damage than the one who ghosted his family. And so when we talk about speaking truth, I think it's really important that we look at Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. It says, "Hear, O sons, a father's instruction, and be attentive, that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender, the only one in sight of my mother, he taught me." That's just so poignant. It calls for our children to be attentive listeners, but that attentive listening is something they learn through us. Their desire to listen to what we say is derived directly from how we address teaching them. Children need their mind flexed and not just fed information. You overcome that by asking them questions and engaging them. I wholeheartedly believe that we do a disservice to them by just reading them Bible stories. Now, that's great. It gives them a head-first introduction into the prosperity of God's things like such as the Good Samaritan or sowing the seeds. But God doesn't promise us protection from harm or even physical death. His promise is the reward of heaven through Christ's death in place of our own damnation. And so I share that with my children. We don't pressure them to step into salvation, but they know that the wages of sin is death. They know that from Romans. So it's really important to stay in the Word with them every day. Teach them important verses. Show them how to memorize them. Pray with them. Be kind and understanding with them. Be kind and understanding to your wife around them. Show them how much you love your wife or your husband so that they have a good understanding of what a husband and wife should be and not what society expects them to be. Because let's be frank, the public view of marriage in society today is very laissez-faire. People get married and divorced. It's like a light switch. It's terrible. All of those activities, the things that they see in the home, are teaching them. All of the activities, the things that they see in the real world, the things that they're watching on YouTube or whatever television station that you're not monitoring, they watch that. They emulate it. They learn to repeat those behaviors. So if your behaviors are bad, their behaviors are going to be bad. And so in the description of this episode, I'm actually going to include a link from the Gospel Coalition. It goes over the missteps that we all make in helping our children learn about God, learn about how a Christian is supposed to live. Because at the end of the day, the inevitable fact is what we learn, we repeat. Are you happy with where you are in your children's lives? Can you do better than what you are doing currently? I know that I can, and I believe that every one of us can, and it starts with teaching them the greatest commandment. Put God first by teaching truth to your children. Will you pray with me?
Father, Abba, please hear me. Hear your servant and his heart that aches to be an amazing father, just like you are. I pray that whoever hears this is given hope through your love. Hope that by spending time with you, that they can educate their own children and raise them under your sovereignty. I desire to be the father you want me to be for my children. I know that my efforts are imperfect, but I'll continue striving to teach them to be honest, show them my own failures, so that they can find comfort in knowing that God loves us, even in those times. That no matter what, you are always there and willing to shower them with grace and love. You are unfailingly loving, and you do so sacrificially. And I want to be like that. And I hope that other fathers who listen to this want to be like that. It is difficult to navigate life and guide our children through calm and rough waters. But the Bible and Jesus as an example of how we should act give us everything we need. So it's my hope that our hearts and our ears are open and willing and listening to the grace and just the truth that all of that provides. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your sacrificial love, and thank you for your grace that comes at a great cost to you, but cost us so little. I love you, Father. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you again for taking time out of your day to spend with us. Can I ask a small favor? Okay, well, maybe it's a couple, but they are really important. First, can you subscribe to us? Second, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you give us a rating and let us know how we're doing? That helps our podcast get discovered, and if I'm honest, it makes us feel good too. Even if it's just a 1 star out of 5, it's crucial feedback so that we can improve. One last thing, can you share this with your family or friends? We're on all major podcast platforms, and even if it's just 2 people, maybe your whole Facebook or Twitter, whatever you're comfortable with, we're happy to have that. It would mean the world to us, because every little bit helps us get discovered and allows us to share God's message to the world. We hope that by sharing this prayer with you, that you are encouraged to pray more often and more comfortably. And most importantly, your relationship with God grows in talking with Him. If you'd like to share a prayer, check out the link below and contact us. We love you and hope that you visit us again next week.